They removed the viewers and put down pans and cloths. And in a moment, the bone saw was whining and screeching into the skull. Shortly, green blood began to flow, and the team mopped it up. McKendrick had done this so often that it seemed only minutes before they were looking at the place where the bronze had been. McKendrick mopped up a bit more blood and got out a glass and inspected the nerves.
The tiniest amount of burn.
I'll reduce the amperage,
said Johnny. He got busy installing a rheostat in the circuit. The team was throwing the bits of the dead Cyclo back together. They heaved him off the table and back onto the mine cart and shoved him out in the hall. 2 minutes later, they had the former executive on the table. They repeated the molecular flow operation on the bronze and got rid of it. Johnny did a test on a silver capsule they already had from times past. McKendrick consulted his drawings again. The doctor pulled the wires back and fished them in again on the silver capsule in the cadaver's brain. It went along all right until they got to the fuse in it. It was so tiny and so quickly melted that it took quite some time to pick up all the bits. The wires, manipulated around, were more likely to touch each other than the scraps left. Eventually, that was gone too. Once more the gloves and saws, and presently the brain interior, mopped of green blood, was exposed. McKendrick went over it with the greatest attention. Then he stood up. McKendrick was looking at Johnny with awe. The lad had invented a new way to operate. McKendrick was thinking of the bullets and metal bits that could be removed with this, and without making huge incisions or holes. Electrolytic surgery.
It works on a corpse,
said Johnny. He glanced at his watch.
It's near midnight now. Tomorrow, let's see if it works on a live one.